Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Heath moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Heath scores. Zarrilla moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty bunts for an out with unknown description. Cohn moves to third. Lewis moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Cohn scores. Lewis scores. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Spence reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Stan Fierens now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Stan Fierens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fierens strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hudson moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts for an out with unknown description. Hudson moves to third. Cohn moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Firenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firenz is 0 for 1 in the game. Firenz strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 2 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Firenze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firenze is 0 for 2 in the game. Firenze hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cohn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Stan Firenze. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres bunts for an out with unknown description. Spence moves to second. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis takes first base on ball four. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence scores. Travis moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Cohn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Cecil Travis now playing third base. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.